is Daf Yutes. So we got to the very last line of Yutchesim and Beis. The Gemara is still talking about Bikurim. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava Bar Ada, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bikurim, when it comes to the mitzvahs of Bikurim, Me'em Asai Mechayiv Maleim, at what point are you Chayiv? Who's Chayiv? Rashi says, Misa Zar Ha'ochlan, if a non-Kohen eats it, they're Chayiv Misa. So at what point, the Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim. So at what point is the Chayiv kick in? So the Gemara answers, Mishiru Pnei HaBayis, when they see the Pnei HaBayis, which we said meant when they saw the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, at that point, according to Rashi, is when they're going to be Chayiv Misa. Rambam actually argues, Rambam says it's when they see, when the Bikurim enter inside the Chomos Yushalayim. So that's Machlokis Rishonim. But either way, when they say Pnei HaBayis, when it sees the Pnei HaBayis, either the Beis HaMikdash or Yushalayim, at that point already there's a Chayiv Misa. So the Gemara says, Kiman, who holds this way? Ki hai tana de tani Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bikur miktasin b'chutz, miktasin b'fnim. Let's say you're carrying the fruit. Some of the fruit are inside, some of them are outside. Shebechut harehein kechulun. Those fruit that are on the outside are going to be considered chulun, and not chai misa if hazar eats it, and lechol divrem with regards to all halachas. And shebifnim harehein kehektesh lechol divrem. And that which is inside has a din of hektesh, and a zar who eats it would be chayiv misa. So Gemara now says, Amar Rav Sheshis, Bikurim hanacha ma'keves behen, kriyein ma'keves behen. Rav Sheshis is of the opinion, we mentioned yesterday's daf, a couple of people held this way, that the hanacha is ma'keves. If you don't place it near the Mizbeach, it's ma'keves. Shana lav akasav, the pasuk repeated it. And if there is a no kriya, the kriya is not ma'keves. So the Gemara says, Kiman, who does Rav Sheshis hold like? Rav Sheshis was a Amora. So which Tana does Rav Sheshis hold like? Ki hai Tana de Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shlosha Dvar Mishum Shlosha Zakenim. There are three things that he said, Rav Yossi said, in the name of three different Zakenim. Rabbi Yishmol Omer, Yachal Yale Adamaiser Sheni Bizman Hazeh B'Yushalayim. Rabbi Yishmol says, one might think you could take Maiser Sheni, just to review again. Maiser Sheni, the lach is a person, the farmer has his fruit. He takes, so he separates all tevel. He separates chuma and gives chuma to the Kohen. Then he separates Ma'aser Rishon and gives it to the Levi. And then Ma'aser Sheni, he ends up giving, he brings himself to eat in Yushalayim. What years did Ma'aser Sheni come? It comes 1, 2, 4, 5. That's when you bring Ma'aser Sheni. 1, 2, 4, 5. Years 3 and 6, it's Ma'aser Ani. So 1, 2, 4, 5 is when you bring Ma'aser Sheni. So he says, one might think you should bring Ma'aser Sheni even Bizman Hazeh bi Yushalayim, v'yochalenu, and eat it there. The Gemara says, v'dinu, and it's actually logical to say this way. Because b'chor, firstborn animal, ta'un havas makam, you have to bring the b'chor to Yushalayim for the Kohen, to give it to the Kohen as a karban. And Ma'aser Sheni ta'un havas makam, Ma'aser Sheni also in general requires bringing it to the base, to Yushalayim. So b'chor eino ela b'fnei abayis, Af Meiser Eino Elo B'fnei HaBayis. So using that model, just like Bechor only exists, the Chiv is only when there's a Beis HaMikdash, so too Meiser Sheni would only be when there's a Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to Zman HaZeh. So the Gemara says, you cannot use Bechor as a model, because Malo Bechor Shekein Taun Matan Damim V'Emurim L'Gabim Mizbeach. There's a certain Chumra that Bechor has that Meiser Sheni doesn't have. The Bechor has parts that are sent onto the Mizbeach, the blood, the Evarim, the Emurim. So that's not Shayach by Meiser. So maybe only the Bechor requires there to be a Beis HaMikdash, but not Meiser Sheni. So the Gemara says, okay, well, Bikurim Yochichu. Bikurim could teach you this halacha, that Bikurim have nothing that are on the Mizbeach. It's the Hanacha near the Mizbeach, but nothing actually goes on the Mizbeach, and yet there's only a Chiyah Bikurim, Bizman HaBayis. So to Meiser Sheni should only be Bizman HaBayis. So the Gemara says, still, Mal Bikurim Shekein Tunim Hanacha. But although Bikurim doesn't require placing it on the Mizbeach, it does require a Hanacha near the Mizbeach, and maybe therefore you can't use Bikurim as a model either. So the Gemara says, so Tamalomer, so I'll bring a Pasuk. So you're right, the logic doesn't work to use Bikurim or Bechor as a model for Ma'aser Sheni, but the Pasuk will prove the point. V'achalta l'fnei Hashem Elokech, the Pasuk says, and it goes on to tell us, I'm reading the side here, V'malkam asher yivchar l'shakein shmo sham ma'aser digancha v'tiroshcha v'tarcha uv'choros Bikarecha. In the same pasuk, it says Meiser Dagan, that's Meiser, and it says Bechoris Bikarcha and Bechor. So the Gemara makes a hekesh between Meiser and Bechor. And now the Gemara explains, Makish Meiser, lebechor ma bechor eino ela lifnei habayis af ma'aser eino ela lifnei habayis. So not through a kal v'chomer or through a bamem atzinu, but truly through a hekesh a gzeres akasiv that we know that ma'aser sheni only applies bizman hamikdash. So the Gemara says vim isa. Now if it's really true that bikurim that hanacha is ma'keves and kriya isn't lifroch ma lebikurim shekein tunim kriya v'hanacha. So if it's really true that you require these things, that you that both Kriya and Hanacha, the Gemara only asks a question about Hanacha. But why didn't ask a question from a Kriya? It says the Bikurmo says Kriya. So it must be that Kriya is not Makeves, Hanacha is Makeves. Because again, in this whole back and forth, the Gemara says Bikurim has a Chumra because Bikurim requires Hanacha. And the fact that it ignored the mitzvah of Kriya tells us that Kriya must not be Makeves. The Gemara says, but wait a second. Amar Vashi, Nihi di Kuvaleka, Mitzvah Mileka. Granted, it's not Makev the Kriya, but still there's a Mitzvah L'Chachila, and the Gemara could have still asked, Vilema Mitzvah L'Vilifroch. Why not say, there's a Ikuva of Hanacha, and there's a Mitzvah of Kriya, which would show that Bikurim is different than that of Ma'aser Sheni. So therefore, that's not a proof, the fact that it, either way, no matter how, everyone agrees Kriya is L'Chachila. There's a question whether it's also Makeves. So even if you assume it's the more makel opinion that's only lichachila, it still should have been suggested here in this calculation. Why do they completely ignore this? So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rav Ashi, before you go Havaiter, what's interesting here, we'll get to Tos in a moment, but by the way, not only does Bikurim require Mikra Bikurim, but Maiser Sheni also requires what's called Vidur Maiser. Right. So that wouldn't have been a question.
Not every time.
When is it though?
It's every 3 years. Every the third year.
So that's a Tosa's answer. Tosa's writes the top lema mitzvah. Tosa says perish shekein tunin kriya la mitzvah kodem shiyocha bikurim umaiser sheni ochlin also below shem kriya. We don't eat maiser sheni with a kriya. So when do we say kriya? When's a vidu maiser? Mashikorin la maiser bishana shlishis haya vaz la yanoa klal maiser sheni. Remember maiser sheni is years 1 and 2, 4 and 5. We read the Vida Maiser, the off years, when you're supposed to be Mevarid. You have 2 years to eat it, and if the third year you don't eat Maiser Sheni, if there's leftover, you burn it Erev Pesach. So during the burning is when you do Vida Maiser, it's not connected to the Achila. And for that reason, the Gemara doesn't acknowledge the Vida Maiser. But still, the Gemara could have asked the question of Kriya by Bikurim. Why did it ignore Kriya by Bikurim? So answers the Gemara, Ela Ravashi, Kevan Deika Bechore Hager. The ger also, if he has property, he buys property and he has bikurim, he brings it, but he can't say the mikra bikurim because he can't say that my forefathers were promised a land because his fathers and great fathers weren't Jewish. So lo psikale. So therefore, since it wasn't across the board, not every bikurim would have a case of kriya, so they didn't acknowledge it. But in a chanami, it would have been a good question. So the Gemara says v'lahader dina v'teisa b'matar. So now once the Gemara acknowledged that Bikurim isn't a good model for Ma'aser Sheni, neither is Bechor, why don't you lump together Bechor and Bikurim and say just like Bechor and Bikurim require Bifnei Abayis, so too Ma'aser Sheni requires Bifnei Abayis, so why don't we lump it together? We always say Ma'atzad HaShabah, at least pull out the common denominator. And the Gemara says, because Dikla Mifrach, the Gemara would have very quickly rejected such a Tzadah Shaveh, Ma'la Tzadah Shaveh Shebehen Shekein Yesh Ben Tzad Mizbech. It was so obvious, the rejection, that if you lump Bechor and Bikurim together, the simple rejection would have been, well, they both have something to do with Mizbeach, whether it's the Bechor going on the Mizbeach, or the Bikurim requiring a Hanacha near the Mizbeach, and therefore Ma'aser Sheni, which has nothing to do with the Mizbeach, cannot be learned from that Tzadah Shaveh, and that's why you have to go the route of the Mizbeach, of the Pasuk. Now, the Rambam against his Gemara, actually, Paskins, like the Yushalmi, that a ger is mevi v'kore. Our Bavli says that it's not mevi kore. He brings, but he's not kore. But the Yushalmi says otherwise, and that's other Rambam Paskins. Now, they all are bothered, how could the Rambam Paskin like the Yushalmi over the Bavli? So he does that many times. Aruch Laner tries to figure out here that when the Gemara makes a suggestion, it wasn't really a maskana, it was just like a suggestion. But it wasn't really the psak of the Bavli. So it's not so clear from this Gemara that we paskin that a ger isn't kore. Maybe he really can be mevi and kore.
We don't see that you make an afkamina like that. Like, you know, Gabi Sirim Brachas, Neatai Nidra Iyida. Suma can't make a bracha. This one can't make a bracha. And a chanami, so that's not makav of the mitzvah. It's because this person can't do the mitzvah because there's something. The ger can't say avosenu because he can be mekurim. It's just that prat that can't arrive to the whole mitzvah from
But at least since there's a scenario where the ger is not allowed to read it, yeah, he's a Makai in the mitzvah of Bikurim, but since he can't do the Kriya aspect, so we couldn't bring that as a rejection, because not every Bikurim we could allow there to be a Kriya. Fine.
Sorry,
yeah.
Is required for Kriya. This one is just not clear. I'm like, it's
okay. We like lumbus.
Why did we reject the pasuk of the hekesh because we came up with a hekesh, right?
No, we accepted it. Now we accept it. Yeah.
Okay. So once you accepted it, so why are we going back to Kal Vachomer?
No, because this point is just simply saying about because we asked the question from the Kriya.
Right, the old Kal Vachomer was to prove that Rabbi Shmuel could have said it, but now we're going.
No, we're using the Hekesh. This whole second part was saying why we didn't use Kriya, as why we didn't ask a question from Kriya. And we said because since Kriya is not said by a Ger, since a Ger can't say Nishmat Lavasecha, so therefore we didn't acknowledge the Kriya in this whole discussion.
Right.
But the source, the bottom line, is the Hekesh. How do we know Meiser is only with
right.
a bias? It's based on the Hekesh.
From the Hekesh,
yeah.
and it's accepted.
Yeah, it was an afterthought.
Okay.
They wanted to know why we didn't mention the idea of a Kriya. Now, in this world of the Rambam, he says that a ger can be korei. He could say mikra bikurim, even though he doesn't have his father, even though his father wasn't sworn in. So the way they explain this, the Rambam himself says, because since Avram was Av Hamon Hagoyim Nisaticha, he's considered the father of all gerim, he's therefore allowed to say avosein. That's the explanation of the Rambam. But the Mishnah Melech asks a very basic question. But it says that he's going to get Asher Nasatali, that you gave me a chelak in Eretz Yisrael. A ger doesn't get a chelak in Eretz Yisrael. So how is he able to say Asher Nasatali, that was given to me? Now we can say Avoseinu. My fathers were sworn in. That's Avram Avinu. But he can't say Asher Nasatali, that I was given chelak. So what the Kapos Tamar answers is that with respect to Bikurim, it says it seems to be talking in the future. And in the future, the Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that they will have a chelak in Eretz Yisrael. So even though it's Asher Nasatali, it's understood that Asher et, Asher Titnuli, that you're going to give me in the future, and the game will be included. Now this actually is a very important discussion about whether Kohen or Levi, if a Kohen or Levi has, let's say, land, and he has a Bikurim, is he allowed to be Mevi and Kore? Because he can't say Asher Nasatali, because a Kohen Levi never received a chelak in Eretz Yisrael. Is he allowed to say that? So that's Machlokas. I think Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi have the debate. And what they end up saying, the Yushalmi explains, is the Machlokas, what the Arim Miklat, connected to Makos here, the Arim Miklat that were given to Kohanim and Levim, was that B'Torah's Chalukah, that actually was their Chalak. So they were given a Chalak, or no, that was simply a Matana, I think the Lashon is, that was a gift. I mean, they need a place to live, they can't be homeless. So they were allowed to live here, but it wasn't their Chalak, they didn't actually own it. And that there's a lot of different, remember that Mar we had earlier about whether they could connect schar or not, whether
yes,
they
collect
rent.
They can collect.
So that depends on this very machlokas as well. Okay, let's go by to now. The Gemara says we're around 10 lines up from the bottom. So my kesavar, what's the understanding of this whole discussion about the b'fnei bias or not the b'fnei bias of my shesheni? E kesavar kedusha rishona kitchel shaita kitchel lava. If you assume that the kedusha that existed exists forever. There still is Kedusha and Har Bayis and Yushalayim. So then, Afilu Bechor Nami. So then there should be a requirement even to bring the Bechor Bezman Hazeh if there is Kedusha. Right? Rashi says, Afilu Bechor Nami, halfway down the Rashi, Yikra V'yochel. You should be able to bring it and eat it. D'homan d'isle kitchelas asilavo sfirle makrivin afa pishein bayis. The halacha is you're allowed to be makri even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. You don't actually have to have a Beis HaMikdash to bring a carbon. You don't even have to know where. You don't even have to have a mizbeach. You just need to know where the makom mizbeach is, and you can be makriv on that spot. What about everyone being tameh? Still, because since tumah betzibur hutra, it doesn't exist. They nullify it. So you should be able to. You should have a requirement to bring a bechor bizman hazeh.
So can you?
Let's go through the sugi here. But ikasavar. But if you hold the other way, that kitchu rishona kitchu l'shaita lo kitchu l'shalavo. That's not Kedusha forever. So then, afilu b'chor nami tibay. There should be even a question with regards to b'chor. Look at Rashi who explains the question here. E kasaver lo kitchel afilu b'chor nami tibay. There should be a shayla by b'chor. E kasaver kedusha tabayis butla. There no longer is kedusha and har bayis. Umibay le b'maiser. And there's a question about maiser sheini hol ve'ena tzarach labayis, since it doesn't require a bayis. E misachel. Do you call it when you eat a ma'aser sheni in Yushalayim? Is it considered for eating in front of Hashem, even though there's no kedusha anymore? So it says Rashi, Afilu Bechor Nami, Ki Agavna Tibayla. You could ask a similar question by Bechor. What's a similar question by Bechor? Bechor, we said, requires a Malkum Mizbech, and Yikudusha. So he says, Kigon Bechor, Shinizrak Damo, Vichar of Habayis. So you first sprinkle the blood of the Bechor and the Mizbech, and then it gets destroyed before you're able to eat it. Vadayim Besar Kain, the meat and flesh is still there to be eaten. Mahu Sheachlu. So now the Kedusha had been bottled. But you still have the meat, and the shechita and the zrika was done properly, and now your mamish there during churban habayis. Can you, should you have a mitzvah to eat it, even though there's no longer a base of mikdash, no longer kedusha? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Ravina rather, liolam kesaver kitcha lashaita velo kitcha lasalava. We hold there is no longer any kedusha anymore. V'hacha bebechor shenizrak damo kodem churban habayis, like Rashi said, v'charav habayis v'adayin besar kaim umakshinan besar lo damo. So that case, where you shecht it and you sprinkle the blood, and then you're holding the meat, and the base of Mikdash is destroyed. So what do you do with the meat now? So the answer to the Gemara is, you're makish the basar to dam. Ma damo b'mizbeach af bisaro b'mizbeach. Just like the blood only exists if there's a mizbeach, or at least if you know where the makom mizbeach is, so to the basar. So I guess this Gemara assumes you have to have an actual mizbeach. You can't know where the makom is. So the halacha is again that since the dam requires mizbeach, so too the eating of the basar requires mizbeach, and therefore they never ask the shaila about the bechor. That's why. Now, with regards to your question, what about bizman hazeh? So that's big machlokas Ramam Ravid, whether we paskin that there is kedusha still bizman hazeh, or there is no longer kedusha bizman hazeh. Ramam paskin that there is kedusha, in which case he holds there's actually a chiv karbanos bizman hazeh. There are many rais for this. One of them is he holds Sfiras Omer is a deraisa bizman hazeh. He assumes Sfiras Omer is connected to karbanos. And they ask, how could he say there's a mitzvah deraisa of Sfiras Omer bizman hazeh, there's no base of Migdash? Because the Rambam paskin, that since the Kedusha, the Rishona, Kichalash Lavo, that there still is Kedusha, that means there's a requirement to bring karbanos afil bizman hazeh. So Taka, why don't we? Because we don't know where the Malkum Mizbeach is. They right. That's why it's a technical problem. We don't know where the Malkum Mizbeach is, and therefore we can't bring a karbanos. The Ravid and others hold differently that there is no longer Kedusha, and there are no longer Chiyuvim to bring karbanos.
What about the original, when Dovan HaMel started out over there? Not when he went to Yerushalayim, before.
The Bamas?
Where?
By Shiloh?
Yeah, Shiloh.
That's before. The Gemara says once we have the Malkum Mishbach, the Malkum HaMikdash, base Olamim, we're never allowed to have a Mizbech anywhere else. All Bamos were ushered after that point. Gemara now says, now, bottom line here, Makish Maisi LeBechor. Now, once we've established that a Bechor could only be brought and eaten, B'Malkum HaMizbech, B'Malkum HaBayis, so why don't you learn Maiser from Bechor now, and that could be the source. So the Gemara says, V'chi Davar HaLamed Behekesh, Chozer M'Lamed Behekesh. So there's a klal, when it comes to the world of Kudshim, you cannot learn one drasha to the next. It's two jumps, too many jumps away. So we only know Bechor, because Bechor has a hekesh of dam to basar. That's how we know the eating of Bechor can only be b'makom and b'zbech. Not to jump from that drasha Bechor to Mais is already two steps removed, that we don't allow in the world of Kudshim. Mar says, wait a second, Maiser isn't Kudshim. Maiser dagan chulnu. It's my fruit in the field. Those are chulin. That's not kudjim. So you're allowed to learn in the world of chulin, of a double drasha. Gemara says, hanicha l'man damar, that only makes sense, basar lamad azlinam. You're right. If you go based on what's being learnt to, chulin is being the source of the drasha, now where it's being learned, applied to, rather, the application, you're right, maiser is a chulin. But if you go based on the melamed, where you're learning from, l'man damar basar melamed azlinam, that you go based on the kudshim, the bechor is a kudshim, so ma'ik l'memer, what's the drasha? The Gemara says, Damu basar chada milsi. The fact that we're makish blood and basar, that you can only eat it, bizman hamikdash, b'fnei habayis, that's considered really one unit. That's not really an extra jump. So once we establish bechor in its own right, can be eaten only b'fnei habayis, we can now use bechor as a model for ma'aser dagam, that too is only eaten b'fnei habayis, and therefore a drasha is very, very good. Gemara now says, three lines down, the two dots, Kadshe Kadshim v'chule. The Mishnah told us if a person eats Kadshe Kadshim outside the walls of the base of Mikdash, or if he ate Kadshim Kalim, or Ma'aser Sheni outside of the base, the Yushalayim rather, you get Malkus. So the Gemara says, Tanina, we already learned this Mishnah once before. Chada Zimna, we learned this before, earlier in the Masechta Daf, or rather, in Yud Gimel. We learned Ma'aser Sheni v'Hekdesh, Shelo Niftu, one gets Malkus. If a person eats Ma'aser Sheni and Hekdesh, and it had not been redeemed, so you're going to get Malkus. So Ma'aser Sheni here, which isn't redeemed, gives going to get Malka. So why are we teaching this a second time that Ma'aser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim gets Malkos? So the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Seifa b'Ma'aser Sheni Tahor, the Gavr Tahor, the Ka'achel Chutz Lechoma. The Seifa, the second appearance of Ma'aser Sheni, is referring to where the Ma'aser Sheni is Tahor, and the person is Tahor, everything's fine. The only problem is where he's eating it. He's eating Ma'aser Sheni outside the Choma, that's when he gets Malkos. That's the Seifa. The Reisha, the first appearance of Ma'aser Sheni, is Reisha's Ma'aser Sheni Tameh, the Gavra Tameh, where the Ma'aser Sheni is Tameh, where the individual is Tameh, the Ka'achale Bi Yushalayim. He's eating it in the right place, in Yushalayim. Problem is, he and the Ma'aser are Tameh, and that's a different type of Malkos because of Tumah. So the Gemara now asks, after establishing these two different Malkos from eating Ma'aser Sheni in two different ways, either because of Tumah or outside the Chomos Yushalayim, Minolon de Mechayev Aleh Mishim Tumah, whoever said that one gets Malkos for eating Ma'aser Sheni when Tameh, the Tani, the Braisa, tells us that Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Biarti Mimenu B'Tameh, I didn't burn it when I was Tameh. Bein Shani Tameh, Hu Tahor, Bein Shani Tahor, Hu Tameh, whatever case it is, whether I'm Tahor, it's Tameh, or it's Tahor, I'm Tameh, either way, the Pasuk says, I didn't burn it, I didn't get rid of it when it was Tameh. Meaning there's a lav of eating it, bitumah. So the Gemara says, fine, that's the source, but Veheichan Muzar Alachila Ein Yodea. But I don't know, where is the warning? We know every single punishment in the Torah needs a warning and then a source of the punishment. So where is the initial warning of not eating Ma'aser Sheni B'Tumah? So the Gemara says, Tumas Haguf B'Had Yaksiv. When the person's Tameh, so that we already know, so Tumas Haguf is the person himself. How do we know? B'Had Yaksiv, there's a explicit pasuk. It says in the pasuk, V'Nefesh Asher Tiga Bo, V'Tumea Ad Ha'arev V'Lo Yochal Min HaKadshim. A person who is Tameh, he should not eat the kachim until the evening. So that's how we know when he's Tameh. This includes Ma'aser Sheni as well. So then Rashi points out here that even though it's talking about kachim, the Gemara Yevamos says it's also referring to Ma'aser Sheni. So this is a gavra who's Tameh, cannot eat Ma'aser Sheni, and that's the source of the Azhara. Elatumas Atzma Minayin. Where do we find that when the Ma'aser Sheni is Tameh, that is an Isser as well? Dichsiv lo suchal Lechol Bisharecha, you cannot eat it in the gates. And Lahalan Hu Omer, elsewhere it's written, Bisharecha Tochalanu Atame Vatar, in your gates, you're allowed to eat it. Now this pasuk is referring to, I think, Reisha Gaze, is it talk? You're talking about Bechor, this one, yeah? Abama, Psule Mukdashim. Psule Mukdashim, if a carbon is Tame, a Tame Tower person is allowed to eat it because the carbon is Tame. And Tanya, the Bei Rabbi Yishmael, afilu tamei v'tar ochlin b'kar achas v'ein choshishim. And when it comes to a carbon that's a mum, a psulim mukdashim, a tamei tar, a person can eat it because we're not concerned, it's no longer kadosh. The Kamar Achman, the Torah says, heyach tamei d'shari l'cha, gavei tar. That's where the tamei person and tar person are allowed. Hasam, over there only, hachal osecha. But when it comes to our case, a case of lo suchal b'sharecha, which is the list of all the different things of one of them is being Ma'aser Dagancha, they're lo suchal sharecha. When the Ma'aser Dagan, Ma'aser Sheni, is really when it's Tahor, then a Tameh person is not allowed to eat it. So this is the source, the other source, of Tumas Atzma. Okay. Gemara now says, Minalan Debar Padiyahi, how do you know it's subject to be redeeming it? What's it referring to? Rashi tells us, how do you know when Ma'aser Sheni becomes Tameh, so you're allowed to be poded. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Minayin L'Ma'aser Sheni Shenitma Poded Also Afilu B'Yushalayim. So normally the halacha is, there's an Isser to be poded Ma'aser Sheni once you've entered into the walls of Yushalayim. He asks, how do you know if it becomes Tameh within the walls, you're allowed to be poded? He answers, Tameh Lomar Kilo Suchal Se'eso V'ein Se'es Ela Achila Shenemar Va'isa Masos Me'es Panav. So Se'eso means eating. If you're not allowed to eat it, so whenever you can eat it, that's when there's a heter to be podet. Right? Because the pasuk says here, you need the whole context here. But either way, the pasuk says, whenever you can't eat it, you're allowed to be podet. So that either means outside Yerushalayim, you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim, or even inside Yerushalayim, when it became Tameh. Those are two different scenarios where lo suchal sharecha, rather lo suchal se'eso, you can't eat it. So then there's a heter being podet, even within the walls of Yerushalayim. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Bibi, Amar Rabbi Asi, Minayin L'Ma'aser Sheni Tahor, Shepodin Osa Afilu B'Psia Achas Chutz L'Choma. The other scenario we said you're allowed to be poda ma'isa sheni is if you're outside the walls of Yerushalayim. So even if you're just one step outside, even one step, you're still allowed to be poder. So then, how do you know? Shenemar says ki lo suchal seiso, that you can't eat it. If you're one step outside Chomos Yerushalayim, you can't eat it. So if you can't eat it, that means the Mela, you can redeem it.
Does that one step mean 1 foot or a total one step outside the complete body?
As long as the body's outside.
Oh, so it has to be outside.
Yeah, we're going to see in a second if he's in the gates, what's the case? What if he's inside and the fruits are outside or vice versa? We'll get to that in just a moment. But as long as he's one step outside, his body's outside the Yerushalayim, the walls, he's allowed to be poder. So the Gemara says, wait a second here. Hi, mi bar le lichadir bi Eliezer. We just learned above, kilo suchal tseiso is a source that you can be poder when it's tameh inside. You can't use that as a source you can be poder outside. It's one drasha per phrase.
Because the first one, says is comes from achila, and this is says comes from carrying. That's why it's different.
It's not the same idea.
Right.
So the Gemara, so what's the answer here? The Gemara says, im kein le makra, lo suchal le ochlo. It should say, la'ochlo, that should have been the way the pasuk would have taught us, and then we would have learned, if you can't eat it, so then you're allowed to poda. So my say, so why did it change it to say so? To learn a drasha as an extra drasha. So then the Gemara says, v'eimel kula l'hochi hudasi. Maybe the whole pasuk's meant to teach it like this. Maybe not. Maybe it shouldn't be all, that's a whole concept. Im kein le'makra lo suchal, litlo. There again, there are two different ways it could have written the pasuk. It's a little confusing here, but the fact that the Gemara went out of its way to use a different pasuk, which it didn't need to use that word, that tells us we have two drashas. One drasha is if you're outside Yerushalayim, you could be poda ma'isa sheni, and second drasha is that even if you're inside Yerushalayim, if it becomes tameh, so then you would be allowed to be poda as well. Now it becomes a very big shaila halacha l'maisa. When it comes to Bizman Hazeh in Eretz Yisrael, they have to take Chuma and Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. There's a whole thing you have to say before eating fruit. If you go to the Shuk and you buy fruit and it doesn't have the proper Ashkacha, you have to separate Chuma, Maisa, and Maisa Sheni, all these different things. So how does one able to do this? So there's a discussion that if you knew Shalayim, you can't be Podis. If you have Maisa Sheni, the way it works, many people will be Podim Maisa Sheni. There's a whole process every third, sixth year of Shemitah. The Erev Pesach, they're poda whatever Maisa Sheni on behalf of the Tzibor onto a coin, and then you have to get rid of the coin. The coin has Kedusha to it now, so different ways how you get rid of it. You could pour something, I know it's illegal, but you could somehow use some type of, acid. To burn it or throw it in the water, something along those lines. But what about in Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to poda something. So what do you do with Maisa Sheni? You can't, so either you let it rot, or there are other discussions back here. They have a whole discussion here what to do, but there might be other heterim, so maybe you should take the fruit and walk outside Yerushalayim and then do the pidyon outside the walls of Yerushalayim.
We don't consider that they are tameh automatically nowadays, and then you can be poda them.
So that's a good shaila. If you assume it's tameh, so I didn't see that suggested back here. Maybe because everyone is now tameh, it's hutcher. I don't know. It's a good question.
Or maybe they weren't washed yet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but then you could wash it. Then you are you allowed to wash lechachila to make a tameh? Right.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean
good
you
question.
Can't get any hana from it at all?
Any hana? Yeah.
That's yeah. Why you have to let it get rough.
Exactly. Okay. So then the Gemara says, we are last three narrow lines on the page here. Yasir Rav Chanina, Rav Hoshaya, Vekamivayle, Apitzchad de Yerushalayim. So they were asking a question. They're sitting at the entrance to Yerushalayim, and they asked the following question. Mahu Pshita... Pesach Yerushalayim, what's halacha? Rather, they weren't sitting there. They were asking a question about the Pesach. Let's say you're at the entranceway of Yerushalayim. What's the status? Pshita, it's obvious, hu b'chutz, umaso b'fnim, if he's outside, and the Maisa Sheni are inside, katu mechitos, then the mechitos certainly will bring in the fruit. And there's now a chi Maisa Sheni, you can't be poded anymore. Hu b'fnim, if the guy's on the inside, the farmer's on the inside, umaso b'chutz, but he's holding the fruit on the outside still, he's walking in backwards. Mahu, what's the halacha in that case? So do we say based on him, and there would be already a chiv at that point, or we go based on the fruit, and the fruit are still outside? So Tani Lahu Ahu Saba, a certain elderly person who was there, taught them a braisa in the name of B'debei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that Ki Yirachak Mimcha Hamakom Mimilu Echa. So the pasuk says that, I'm reading the pasuk on the side here, Ki Lo Suchal Se'eso, you can't eat it. Why? Ki yirchak mimcha hamakom, because you're far from the place. So he makes a drasha mi milu echa, from all of you. What does it mean mi milu echa? So look at Rashi, three wide lines down towards the end of the line. He says, "Mimilu echa mikol miloi shelcha," from all your miloi, all your fillings, all your entire body. Umasa shel adam chashav miluo, and what's called his fill, if you will, his masa, his basket of fruit, is called his miluo. Dilo tema, don't say mimcha means mimiktascha. If a part of you is far away, that's considered far. Don't learn the drasha that way. If either you are inside or your basket's inside, the makom is not far from you or your milui. So he learned from this drasha that even though the basket's outside, since you are inside, that's considered mimulecha, and you'd be chayiv rather than being iser to be poda at that point.
It's like
Rosh Avruba.
It's like
part of the body, inside part of the body is outside. Right. So then the Gemara says, "Boy, Rav Papa, nakile bekanya mai." Let's say you're standing outside, rather, or inside, it should be, and you're holding on a long stick, the basket is away. Is that considered milui? Is that considered what you're carrying it? You're not holding in your hand. So what's the halacha? And the Gemara says, my take. We don't have an answer whether that's considered milui or whether it's considered something separate from the person. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ma'aser Sheni Me'im Asai Chayavim Alav. At what point are you chayiv? So we all asked the question in the beginning of the daf with regards to Bikurim. Now the question is with regards to Ma'aser Sheni, at what point are you going to be chayiv? Chayiv in what? Did we say Zar's chayiv Misa from Ma'aser Sheni? I don't think so. Just from Malkus. Okay, fine. So at what point will a person who eats the Ma'aser Sheni chutz l'Yushalayim, at what point will be chayiv Misa? So the Gemara says, Mishira Pneachoma. So when a person enters into Yerushalayim, and then he exits, at that point he gets Malkos. If the farmer is on the way there for the first time and he never entered into Yerushalayim just yet, there's no Chiyah Malkos. You're not supposed to eat it, but it doesn't result in Malkos. If you enter inside and then exit, that's when there's a Chiyah Malkos. My time, and what's his basis? So the Gemara says, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, Tochalana, when in front of Hashem you're supposed to eat it. Uksiv, then it says afterwards, Lo sucha lechal b'sherecha. So only kolheichal de karinam be'lefnei Hashem alkecha, tochalana, only when you read it as you're allowed to eat in front of Hashem, meaning it entered into Yerushalayim, so then you would understand karinam be, it's called Lo sucha lechal b'sherecha. Then there's a lot of eating it outside. However, kolheichal de lo karinam be'lefnei Hashem alkecha, when it has not yet gotten to the point of a heter eating it, so then lo karinam be'. You also don't call it lo sucha lechal b'sherecha. There is no lav for eating it outside either. So Tosis points something out before we finish. Tosis writes here, so this seems to indicate that if a person who's walking to Yerushalayim, who hasn't yet made it to the chomos Yerushalayim, is allowed to eat his fruit. So Tosis says, the kasha kevin dekodim shiyura pnei abayis hachanami demuti la'ochlo chutz. You're allowed to eat it if you haven't gotten to Yerushalayim just yet. Imkein lama huskak liolam. Liftos Ma'aser Sheni. Why do you have to redeem it? Why not simply eat the food if there's no iser? So the Gemara says, Yeshlomar Divadai Lekalav. Ain't a chanami, there's no lav for eating the fruit outside Yerushalayim if you haven't made it there just yet. Aval asei ika. There is a bitl asei for doing so. Dichsev etzarta kesev biyatcha avlo p'diya lo. You have to hold the money, but without the p'diya you can't. In other words, there's a bitl asei. If you haven't done the pidyon and you ate the fruit, you're mevatel the asei of pidyon, there is no lav though. So there still is an iser, it's just an iser asei as opposed to an iser lav. But once you enter into Yerushalayim with the fruit, and then you exit and eat it, that would result in malchus. Okay, everyone have a wonderful